Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, the fire continues. We're back now, and hour number two of the program, and we have with us now Dr. Jerry Corsi. Of course, you know his latest book, of course, which I always carry with me now. I always carry it around. The Late Great USA and the Coming Merger with Mexico and Canada. Good evening, Dr. Jerry Corsi.
Rick, great pleasure to be back with you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, we were just talking about this fast one that was pulled with the so-called hate crimes bill in the Defense Authorization Act and the amendment that was added. And also we note right now that, as the last time I checked, that the DREAM Act, S-774, has failed to be attached to that bill, I believe, and I think you've been following that as well, haven't you?
Yes, I've been following it, and I think, Rick, it's really despicable to think that these bills that have to be, you know, slipped in the middle of the night into legislation that, you know, many people consider must-pass legislation. We've got an army in the field, and, you know, regardless what anybody thinks about the war, right or wrong, the Department of Defense funding bill is a very important bill. It's got to get through Congress, and to attach hate law legislation and comprehensive immigration reform and little pieces that can't otherwise be passed, I mean, Ted Kennedy and Dick Durbin ought to be ashamed of themselves. If they can't get their bills passed forthright in the Senate, then they shouldn't be offered at all. They shouldn't be offered in the middle of the night as attachments to other bills.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about them having any shame, Jerry.
I guess not.
I think that word does not enter their vocabulary.
I guess, you know, it's one of the sad realities of politics today is that the people who are pursuing these agendas, certainly Ted Kennedy, I guess if he could pass a bill by lying and cheating and, you know, any other underhanded method, as long as he got his bill passed, and achieve the goal he wanted, which was, you know, he'd do it.
Pure Machiavellism, man, no question. He's always done that all of his life.
Well, it's despicable, and I think that we, the American public, have got to be aware. And Rick, the thing that bothers me increasingly, and I'm writing about increasingly, is that, you know, it's Democrat and Republican alike.
Yeah, absolutely.
I never thought I'd see a Kennedy-McCain comprehensive immigration reform bill that was embraced by George Bush. And quite frankly, I'm coming to the conclusion, especially with this information now coming out, that George Bush has established a back channel to Hillary Clinton and is counseling Hillary Clinton. I mean, it sounds like the, you know, the Bush-Clinton families have gotten on a game where they're going to establish a dynasty. And you go back and you say, you know, in 1996, did George H.W. Bush just intentionally gear down so Bill Clinton would win? I mean, how close are these families?
Well, I guess they're closer in both ideology and proclivity and more than that than we care to discuss on the program. But I know one thing, that that all of this ties together, it seems, this legislation seems to have a common thread with the North American Union concept and this merger, as you've written about in your book so so articulately, with Mexico and the United States. I mean, it spells the end, really, of our sovereignty, and this is what we're facing. So when we come back from this quick break, then, we will get into the meat of it and your recent columns that you've been writing about and what needs to be done from this point on. So we'll take a call or two if you want to jump on the line now for Dr. Jerry Corsi. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Join us.
Thank you. The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
That's the most ridiculous story I've ever heard. Absolutely preposterous.
Well, there's one thing I'll say for old George. You always could tell a good yarn. You're a truly great inventor, George.
George Bush. Yes, all right, we're back. Thinking about George Bush, I guess. Anyway, we're back now with Jerry Corsi. And, Jerry, just this amendment, many people still probably don't even know this nice-sounding name, the DREAM Act, S-774, has been taken off the shelf right now. But this was really part of the reintroduction of the amnesty bill, wasn't it?
That's right, Rick. The recent calculation of the pro amnesty forces is to break up the comprehensive immigration bill into little pieces and get it passed one by one,
mm-hmm.
and to attach it to bills like the Department of Defense funding bill, so you know people won't notice that it's been attached, and this must-pass legislation will just carry along these otherwise unpassable resolutions or laws. Now, what the DREAM Act was, you know, the DREAM is the attaching the idea of college education and saying that the illegal immigrants who have some attachment to wanting to go to college or thinking about going to college or, you know, some other way to prove that their intention is to get education, they suddenly get on a fast track to citizenship and even bypass U.S. citizens. A U.S. citizen can get college benefits in the state where they live, going to state colleges, but this would give illegals the ability to pick the state they want to live in and say, I want state benefits here. And certainly no U.S. citizen could simply move from, you know, Washington to Oregon and claim state benefits in Oregon. There's rules as to, you know, residency and the like that restrict the applicability to get state tuition. So there's a lot of fundamental unfairness about this, besides the fact that, you know, the idea of what it takes under the original proposal of the DREAM Act to say you're going to go to college, especially with the identity theft, you know, the original idea was you're going to have to say you came to the United States before you were 16, that you had an intention to go to college, you established it, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, anyone who wants to get the documents to prove any of those things could buy them on the black market and claim, I'm 55 years old, but I came here when I was, you know, 14, and I wanted to go to college, and I still do. Mm-hmm. So give me citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem, is that these bills like Dick Durbin from Illinois proposed are really giant loopholes that were never intended to be rigorously enforced, but simply give illegal immigrants a way to say, I qualify, so therefore give me citizenship.
And in addition to that, also, we have the issue of those who are getting a college education, those who are American citizens, now being, in many cases, forced to pay the higher tuition than those who are illegally in the country.
Correct. And
so,
you know,
that's a double whammy.
Well, and again, you know, Rick, it goes back to the issue I keep raising that, you know, we have, I ask in the late, great USA a couple of just fundamental questions.
Yeah.
We're 6 years into a war on terror. Why do we not have a secure border with Mexico and Canada? It makes no sense at all. If we have a legitimate war on terror, secure the borders. And I can point to cases I do in the book where terrorists from Lebanon who were in Dearborn, Michigan, bribed their way across the Mexican border and were sending money back to Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. They're in federal prison. So you don't need any more proof positive than Muhammad Karani, and it's the name of the guy who's in federal prison in that case, to prove that terrorists have come across the border with Mexico. And then I ask, you know, we've got one out of every 10 people, 10% of Mexico's population, living in the United States today as Mexican national citizens, with something like 47 consular offices here to protect their civil rights to live in the United States under the Mexican flag. And by 2010, that's going to be one out of every five people born in Mexico living in the United States as Mexican national citizens. We've already become a dual country. And this is the very kind of fait accompli that was established in Europe to, you know, create a reality of integration before any vote was taken. So that when the votes were taken, George Bush comes and says, well, you don't expect me to solve this problem that, by the way, I created by leaving the border open. So you'll have to, the U.S. Senate, just pass some kind of a bill which legitimates the right of these illegal aliens to stay because you can't expect us to round them up and ship them home. Well, that's the kind of thinking that allows the fait accompli when a vote is taken to get people to think they're necessitated to compromise sovereignty rather than to say, no, we don't have to give that kind of a vote. And the people rose up and prevented the comprehensive immigration reform bills, the Kennedy-McCain compromises, from being passed. But, Rick, we didn't solve anything. The fence is still not built. We have not done any fundamental change. Every day there's thousands more illegal aliens coming into the country, and we're on the way to having 20% of Mexico's population living here. I mean, what's the tipping point? Is it going to be 30%, 40%? At some point, we might as well run up the Mexican flag right next to the American flag because we are a dual nation.
And now we're hearing about these tunnels that are being dug underneath these partial fences that are being built. And again, we're told that the equipment, the high-tech equipment that will be in place, will take care of all of that, supposedly. Another lie.
Well, that's right. This virtual fence, which Michael Chertoff continues to promise is going to work, does not work. and will not work. I think Michael Chertoff has a virtual brain when it comes to the border. The reality is that they don't want to build a fence. I mean, George Bush signed a law, the Secure Fence Act, in October 2006 to build a fence. And the fence that was specified in that law was a real fence, you know, a barrier like we have in San Diego that would actually prevent people from just walking across the border. Now, it looks like George Bush signed that bill as just a public relations act, because Duncan Hunter, and I reported on this in WorldNet Daily, Duncan Hunter just wrote a letter to the president, and he said, you know, we've only gotten 18 miles of this fence built, and you're behind schedule, the congressionally mandated schedule that George Bush signed. Well, George Bush evidently signed it with no intention at all of taking the constitutional responsibility of signing a piece of legislation seriously, because the fence isn't being built.
Again, another measure to pacify the public. And now we're seeing these phony raids take place across the country by Homeland and ICE and so forth, and yet they are essentially putting the finger in the dike, Jerry, and they're not addressing
right.
the problem at all. But they make a good show, and I believe they've been very successful to some extent to make the public at large think that, hey, there are some real actions now being taken to crack down on illegals coming, and we can trust the government to do it now. We can just sit back and watch ICE enforce the law. Well, that is not happening. That is a total and complete lie. And the proof is in the pudding. And now we're seeing these lawsuits. We have lawsuits every day introduced by illegals who are here in the country illegally. We have one in Rhode Island where this illegal from Mexico comes here. He works for a company that does landscaping. He cuts his hand with a chainsaw. And guess what? He's illegal, but now he's suing the employer. And he's allowed to come here for 5 days to give testimony. Well, the employer should have sanctions obviously put on him, but he should not be allowed to be sued by someone who is not legally in the country in the first place.
Well, you know, Rick, I think that all of these things, there's a tipping point here. There's a point, point where no matter how many lies we're told, you know, I've Alan Blinder, who is the professor, is an economics professor at Princeton, and he advised Bill Clinton to sign NAFTA. And these trade agreements are not free trade. It's another lie that's being told.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the name, Dream Act, free trade, you know.
And so Alan Blinder now says we're going to lose 40 million jobs in the next 2 decades to this outsourcing to India and China.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as the middle class loses these manufacturing jobs, as we reconfigure our transportation system to handle the tsunami of containers,
mm-hmm.
that are planned to come in from China. It's the fundamental thing being written about right now in transportation economics, intermodal containers that can be transported by, you know, ships, not unpacked, put on trucks and trains. Everything's intermodal because we're going to have these north-south NAFTA superhighways in order to bring in these millions of containers from China with the slave goods. Now, at some point or other, the average American is going to say, wait a minute, you know, I'm paying the illegal aliens, my wife and I, we're working how many jobs, we're fighting to put the kids through college, we're trying to maintain our home. At some point or other, you know, the currency is being devalued. As I wrote a whole chapter in the late great USA, the dollar is going to have to collapse in order for us to come to a euro. And, you know, then you have the president or Gutierrez in Commerce or Paulson from Treasury come on and say, well, we have to be competitive in a global economy. That's nonsense. What that means is that, that our companies want to hire Americans at zero pay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's certainly not enough pay to get health insurance, which you're charged for. When labor union movement was strong, we had strong middle class. Everybody had health insurance because it was paid for as part of the employment benefits. Today, no, we have to be in a global economy,
mm-hmm.
which means nobody gets anything.
Yeah.
At some point, people
except the
catch
globalists
on to the
and the major corporations. Okay, I'll be right back. Stay where you are. Jerry Corsi will take a call or two when we come back. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
We are back now. We are back, and I'm going to take some calls here. Let's take Ernie, first of all, for Jerry Corsi. Hello, Ernie. You're on the program.
Hello?
Yes, you're on. Ernie. Hello, Ernie. Are you there? Well, we're having a little trouble with the phones.
Yes, I...
Okay, here he is. Hi, Ernie.
Okay. Hi, Rick, and hi, Dr. Corsi.
Hi, Ernie.
First of all, I'd like to congratulate you on your New York Times bestseller, The Late Great USA.
Thank you.
And with the additional attacks on you from the... your St. Louis meeting that you had last week, and I think you wrote about it on Tuesday at the Phyllis Schlafly meeting.
Yes.
And the continual attacks, conspiracy theorists and all that, but you really document quite well in detail and support your book. And how can anyone challenge you if they even read briefly some of the things in your book? And so, but what I wanted to bring up was the interview with Congressman Goode And Congress is supposed to, according to Jim Corey, I believe, mm-hmm. in News with Views today.
Yes.
Well, they're supposed to be having some hearings on the North American Union. I think he said later this week, but I'm not sure what the status is. But my question and point I'd like to make, when I read other authors such as Bob Chapman, who comes on regularly on the Rick Adams Show, there's a lot of discussion about the plummeting dollar, the crisis we have economically, Israel and Egypt saying they don't want dollars anymore, they want euros. And there was a discussion, Bob Chapman's recent write-up, midweek issue, that 1.6 million households have already made the decision to relocate in the country, according to Zogby International. It's almost like many millions of Americans are considering to relocate out of the country as we're being flooded with illegal aliens from Central and South America.
The problem is, and you've got a lot of things going on. Let me first kind of break this apart into different issues. I was attacked by Jed Babin, who is the editor at Human Events, when I was at Phyllis Schlafly's meeting. I got an award that night for courageous journalism, and all through the dinner, Jed Babin had been attacking me, you know, in private there, about that I'm a conspiracy theorist, and that why don't I just support Republican Party candidates, otherwise Hillary will be elected president. And I expect that, you know, the Republican apologists, like Michael Medved and the radio host, and you're going to see Hugh Hewitt and Jed Babin at Human Events, these guys are really just Republican Party hacks. They're apologists for Republicans. They're not conservatives. They're not moral Christians. They don't believe in constitutional values. They believe in electing Republicans. And I'm not there. I think that, you know, when the Republican Party is dominated by the Rockefeller Republicans, which are just the millionaire-billionaire Council on Foreign Relations, you know, heads of the multinational corporations that want to go use Chinese slave labor and don't care about the sovereignty of the United States at all, then we shouldn't be electing Republicans. And if the great boogeyman is Hillary Clinton, you know, we've been threatened now for decades saying you got to vote Republican or look at this horrible candidate you're going to get. Well, I'm tired of being threatened for the vote. I think we got to say if the Republican Party loses, what difference does it make? Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, both of the Bushes are all globalists. They've all worked to get NAFTA passed. They all believe in a new world order. None of them say a word about securing our borders. They're all lying to the American public that they care about U.S. sovereignty. And so, you know, this agenda, and then the Republicans are going to put forward a candidate like Rudy Giuliani. Well, Rudy Giuliani ran a sanctuary city in New York when he was mayor. He is probably one of the leading supporters of abortionists and homosexual, you know, rights that I've seen in the country. The cross-dressing that Rudy Giuliani does, I mean, he looks far too good in a dress from all the pictures I've seen. And the conservative, you know, pastors are beginning to speak out against this and say we're not going to be duped by, if the Republican Party, as I'm predicting, they will do, lose the presidency, and two-thirds of the House and Senate and are reduced to a minority party, who cares? The Republican Party, without the Reagan coalition, are bringing in the conservatives, the constitutionalists, the moral Christians, was a losing party anyway. Dwight Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex and the control of the Rockefeller Republicans of his day that were only after pure profit at the expense of all the values that most Americans care about. If we destroy the middle class of the United States, which we're in the process of doing, and Bob Chapman's economics, I think, are excellent. I agree with Bob in almost every major point. And I wrote a whole chapter in Lake Ray, USA, that we will have to see the destruction of the dollar in order to bring about the euro, and it's going on right now. The dollar's never been lower to the euro since the euro was created. We are going through a dollar devaluation, whether anybody admits it or not.
Yes, we just spoke about that the other day, a friend of mine. Ernie, if you want to hang on a moment, I know you had another question. We'll do that. We'll take other calls, too, for Jerry Corsi. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored, Radio Free America, only on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Okay, we're back now, and I think we still have Ernie on the line. Are you still there, Ernie?
Yes, I am, Rick.
Okay, not much time. We got other callers,
okay,
but go right ahead, Ernie.
Okay, I'll be very quick. The discussion about the New World Order and one world government with the North American Union is one thing, and it's clear that both the Clintons and the Bushes are pushing, have been pushing with NAFTA that direction. But don't we also have the financial factor with the Carlyle Group and the potential conflicts of interest with the Bush family and Dubai? And you reported way before you started on the North American Union and SPP about potential conflicts in Mexico and what was driving some of the investments in the Univision in an article way back in time. And I understand that Dubai is now, even after they were rejected for operating the American ports and security of those ports, Congress said no, that Dubai is back on the scene to buy further investments, to make further investments in the Carlyle Group and possibly NASDAQ and the Wall Street. So where is all this going, Rick? I mean,
Dubai is going to buy 20% of NASDAQ, one of our two major stock exchanges. NASDAQ lists about 3,500 companies, U.S. companies, including most of our high-tech companies. And it's not attracted the attention. People say, well, you know, it's just an economic investment. It's the first time one of our major economic infrastructure, you know, a stock market, is going to be owned with a major minority holdings from an Islamic country. And it's Dubai. Of course, you know, the Bushes have lots of ties to Dubai, as do the Clintons. And George Bush has announced he wants to go on the famous ex-president speaking tour, and I'm sure he'll be collecting, like his father and Bill Clinton, millions from Dubai in speaking fees, as well as the multinational corporations whose interests they're serving. And Abu Dhabi, which is another one of the Emirates in the United Arab Emirates, is buying 7.5% of the Carlyle Group. And they'll be making investments together as a consequence of that. The Carlyle Group is a group that has strong attachments to the Reagan and Bush administrations, the Frank Carlucci, the defense people in the Reagan and Bush administrations, mm-hmm. and the mm-hmm. Bush family, and James Baker, former Secretary of State, are senior advisors and receive hundreds of millions of dollars of fees. So, you know, these ties are ties which are money ties, which push the politicians to have an economic incentive to look to this globalism as the agenda that will personally enrich them, regardless of whether it destroys the U.S. sovereignty or the middle class.
Right.
I guess
and
it's going to be sovereign. They'll be sacrificed for the personal wealth of the Bush-Clinton dynasties.
And the key to all of this is the fact that the same people control most of the major media in this country, and they are
correct.
Not about to upset the apple cart or reveal these deals that are being made that are going to destroy our sovereignty and the independence of the United States,
it's
what's left of it.
Very
You're
hard,
right.
Rick, to get this out except for shows like yours.
But that's the only way.
The only way. Sure. And, you know, otherwise you've got Fox News covering, you know, Runaway Bride and the 12 Lost Boy Scouts and this shooting
more
and that shooting.
Same. More of the same, yes.
It's all tabloid journalism.
Garbage. Thank you, Ernie, for the call. Good
Thank
points.
You,
Let's go to Henry now. Henry, hello. You're next on the program.
Hello.
Yes, Henry.
Yes. This thing with this North American Union. Oh, by the way, you mentioned before you were talking about the hate crime bill, you're talking about both things. I believe in order, even if it did pass the Senate today, mm-hmm. it has to be voted past the House and the Senate with the same bill, I
think
believe.
The Kennedy's bill will get killed when it goes to the House. I don't think it'll survive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but it has to be the same bill. In other words, I've been calling about this for a couple of months. There was
right.
H.R. 1592, and then there's another one called S.A.
Well, 20. It already had passed the House, remember, initially.
Oh, no, I know it did, but what I'm telling yeah. you is that one of them or the other, whichever ones, but they're both passed, but they're two different bill numbers.
Right, that's correct.
Well, they've been attached differently, right.
Right.
This was
they
not attached
to
any
according
to
the Constitution,
bill.
There has to be, right. the Senate has to vote for H.R. 1592 and pass that, like the House, or the House of Representatives has to vote on and pass S.A. 67, no, whatever that number is.
2067.
Yeah, right.
In conference,
so they have to pass, you know, it has to be one bill passed
yeah.
by both.
In conference, the problem is if people do not start calling, in conference, they'll kind of blur over all these differences and attach some form of the hate bill to the defense appropriations. If people call,
yeah,
they'll
I
be blocked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What's your next point now, Henry? Because we don't have time. Go
yeah,
ahead.
I know. All right. This business with the North American Union. Ron Paul does know about it, and there's some people in the House and the Senate that are mad that Bush and Cheney that they're trying to keep this from them. Now I'm wondering if that would cause a severe problem because I just can't see the people in North America and Canada, people in Canada, And even the white people here in America are going to just sit there just because these guys are going to just flip and merge us with millions of Mexicans and the Canadians as well as Americans. They're just going to sit back and accept that there's going to be a shooting. Now, I'm telling you, it is. It's just not going to work.
Well, but, you know, look at it the way I didn't vote to have the administration says 12 million illegal aliens, probably 20 or 30.
Yeah.
I didn't vote to let these illegal aliens in the country. They're just here. Nobody voted for it. And that's the problem, is that the way the was done in Europe with the European Union, the way it's being done here, is the elite and the multinational corporations are pushing this agenda without votes. Secondly, you know, the problem is, yes, Ron Paul is out there, and I think a number of others are. Duncan Hunter, you know, Republican congressman from California running for president.
Tom Tancredo, he knows about it.
Tom Tancredo. Virgil Goode. I like to see people support Virgil Goode's House Concurrent Resolution 40, which says no North American Union, no NAFTA superhighway, and let's hold hearings.
Is the House Resolution 40?
House Concurrent Resolution 40,
okay.
Supported by Virgil. It's proposed by Virgil Goode. He's a Republican congressman from Virginia.
Wrote
an article about him in WorldNet Daily this week.
But there's going to be a lot of death and a lot of killing.
Before we get to 30 million,
we have already that don't belong here to begin with. We have an insane immigration policy.
I don't want to advocate anybody doing anything except to pursue this through legal mechanisms because they're still available.
Yes, that's true. But I'm saying that if they're going to flood another 50, 60 million of Latin America, I mean, this place, our cities are a jungle already as it is. I just do not think that all of America, with all those states and all these guns they got in Texas, Arizona, and North Dakota.
Well, I mean, we know the civil strife is intentional. They like to see that.
I just don't see that just working. I mean,
absolutely.
And sick of it.
Civil strife, if it occurs in this instance, will just be another
excuse
to have martial law and to advance the North American integration agenda. Well, you'll all be defined as, you know, hate crimes. It'll say the people who want to engage in, you know, defending American sovereignty are xenophobes who want to use violence.
Right.
This has got to be resisted through the legislative means and the grassroots movement. I mean, people have got to become aware of what's going on and say no, even if it means rejecting both Democrats and Republicans alike and exposing that, you know, there's a Bush-Clinton dynasty move on. Let's get all this stuff in front. The American people can handle the truth. Right now, they're being prevented from knowing the truth because, like Rick pointed out, you know, the multinational corporations also control the media, and they're blocking the message. But
okay, thank you very much for the call, Henry.
We've got to continue to make progress.
Excellent point. We'll take Don next. Let's take Don. Don in Ohio, I believe. Hello, you're on with Jerry Corsi.
I used to think that the reason why they had the railroad tracks in the plans for the the freeway they're bringing up here and stuff like that was
Trans-Texas Corridor.
Yeah, thank you. Was because that they were losing a lot of money on the containers that they drop off with all their materials and stuff like that because it costs too much to ship them back with nothing in them because we don't produce anything anymore. But I started thinking, you know, what they might be doing, you know, not shipping them back, but they might be, you know, having them so a lot of the Mexicans can basically have a house instead of a shack.
Well,
in fact, in
California already there are. I mean, the Chinese don't want the containers back. I mean, this whole thing is going to be a tsunami of containers, millions and millions, and we're not exporting anything to put in the containers and send back. They're not going to go back empty. And already in California, they're using the containers that are left here by the Chinese to make apartment buildings. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I've seen them. But I'm thinking that they might make some cheap...
Well, they could.
You know?
It's not out of the question. And, you know, the core issue here to get to is that the trade agreements with China are not free trade. Free trade, classical economics, is fair trade. You traded with someone else on a fair basis, not that you dictated you were going to have a trade imbalance. The comparative advantage was never that a country would, you know, subsidize its currency. If a country subsidizes its currency, they got tariffs imposed. It was never they were going to use slave labor. There were anti-slavery provisions in classical free trade agreements, or that they would have their corporations destroy the environment or produce poisonous and defective goods they would send in here. These are just completely one-way agreements that are dictated by the greed of the multinational corporations that want to use the slaves, have no morals, and are willing to buy our politicians to get what they want.
Have you been keeping up with Vermont's trying to secede from the nation?
I've followed that over time. You know, whether that's going to happen or not, I mean, the problem you've got with a lot of the New England states, I was up recently in Maine. Maine, you know, when I was a kid, Maine had actual industries, you know, lumber, fishing, many industries. Today, those industries are all in the State Museum at the National Capitol Building. Half the people in Maine either work for the government or retired or on welfare. You know, you've only got half the population of Maine working at all. And if the whole country moves in that direction, it's not going to be an economically viable formula.
Okay, Don, thank you for the call. You know, you were talking about China. Someone called just an off-air call and wants to know, Jerry, in your view, what this change now, I think that could be the beginning, apparently, on the part of the caller, of an exodus. That is, people in mass numbers starting to boycott these red Chinese-made goods that are coming in, the toys, through
happen.
Mattel and Hasbro and so forth, the defective products, the food that's poisoned, the toothpaste. What effect would this have on our economy now if, in fact, we start en masse rejecting some of these trade agreements and there's a lid put on them?
It would have a huge impact. I think we need more of this country of origin labeling so people know how much of the food they are buying comes from China. People would be shocked to know how much of toothpaste and other food products are already coming from China. And, you know, Rick, something simple. If people just bought 20% mm-hmm. less goods from Walmart and had, you know, a price decrease of the stock value of Walmart because they weren't meeting their profit projections, that send a panic through Wall Street.
Yes.
You'd have Jim Cramer on CNBC screaming again for more rate cuts from the Fed.
Yes, we talked about that with Lindsey Williams last night. Let's take another call. We have Leslie right now from Virginia. Hello, Leslie. Okay, Leslie.
Hi, Dr.
Here you are. Hi.
Oh, thank you. As you know, we were the food capital of the world. And for the first time in the past year or the past 2 years, we're importing more food than we're exporting. This is unbelievable. We have an $800 billion trade deficit plus, and this devalues our dollar. And as you know, Dr. Corsi, I forgot how many, what was the amount of money that we, when we bailed out the peso, what was this, about 6 years ago?
Oh, yes.
Well, who's going to bail out the American dollar?
Well, the Fed has just put in something like about $85 billion in made-up money, you know, fiat made-up money.
Yeah, it used to be M3, didn't it?
Yeah, they don't publish M3
anymore. Absolutely not.
Of course not, because, as you know, that is going to decrease that alone and the trade deficit and the governmental spending.
And the Fed has begun taking at the discount window any assets that banks want to bring in, all these collateralized loan obligations, without marking them to market, as if they were valued. They're virtually
Correct.
Bankrupt. So
Correct.
If they were marked to market, 65% of the banks in the country today would not be able to meet their reserve requirements. This whole thing is a facade.
Absolutely, and what you're saying is accurate. But what is my concern is what happened in Mexico and what was going on and why we have the open borders. It's the natural resources the international corporations are grabbing right and left.
Well, they want the natural resources, I think, largely from Canada, the shale oil, the fresh water.
That's right.
The timber, the minerals.
Bingo.
What they want from Mexico is the slave labor.
That's correct, too. And their oil and gas as well in the Gulf.
Well, to some extent. Although, you know, Mexico's oil and gas is, you know, been depleting because Mexico except they found a new field. We could find our own oil and gas resources. We just found the Jack field out in the Gulf of Mexico that increased our reserves by 50%. Deep oil, deep earth oil. It's available off both coasts. We have the same resources of oil, and the shale oil in the Colorado Rocky Mountains is the same resource that goes on up into Canada into the tar sands.
Oh, well, that's correct, because Mr. Williams, Rick, had the guest on, and he was there firsthand.
Right.
So the whole oil
dependence is another lie.
Of course it's a lie.
What I'm saying is that the grab for North America is Canada's resources right now and Mexico's slave labor.
And this is how they bring in the North American Union, like they did the Europeans,
right,
is through the trade, as you well know. Well, Dr. Corsi, I can't thank you enough, because NAFTA and WTO is a proven failure, and these politicians on both sides will not address real issues, and people are getting, and this is why the congressional approval rating is 11%. People are tired of being lied to. They are tired of the false information the media, mainstream media, is giving us, and they're doing it at the expense of our financial and economic security in this country, and it's really sad. We need the, I can't speak high enough for alternative media, because I'll tell you, time is the essence, and this is what we don't have. Time.
I agree with you entirely.
All right, thank you, Leslie, for your call, and Dr. Corsi, stay with me. We'll be back for the final 5 minutes of the program and take another call. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Uncensored Radio, Free America. We shall return.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975.
or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The war between the East and West, which is now in its 326th year, has at last come to an end.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, and we don't have very much time. I have a quick question or comment from Joe. Hello there, Joe. You're next.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Dr. Corsi.
Yes.
Hi, Joe.
All the nations of the world have to be on the same keel for this one world system to work. That's economically, educationally, politically, and religiously. On an individual level, what steps economically can an individual take? And will there be economic retributions on people's jobs and financial affairs if they don't line up with the system? Now, on a national level, do you think that America will ultimately reject one worldism? And what repercussions will the globalist Kenites, sons of Cain, do? Will they bring Russia down upon us?
Well, the globalists are going to fight very hard for this, and we're into a kind of a shaping up final battle over this. I think if Americans are aware of it at a grassroots level, Americans will say no. I think we're going to see, and hopefully we'll see, a demand to pull out of NAFTA, to pull out of the World Trade Organization, to renegotiate these trade agreements to be fair trade agreements. The globalists, seeing this threat could cause wars, could cause, you know, epidemics, could cause all kinds of crises to try to scare people into, you know, yielding more power. I mean, I interviewed Robert Pastor, the professor at American University, who's been arguing for a tour to North American community.
Mm-hmm.
The next 9/11 will be used to push further the North American integration agenda. You've got to be very careful of this. But I think when Americans realize that they're going to lose their jobs, they're not going to be able to keep their homes, the dollar is going to devalue, their pensions are going to evaporate with a new Amero coming in and devaluing the currency. I think Americans are going to say enough. If you wake up the American grassroots, you know, throughout the American history, I mean, even the Japanese and Germans in World War II had to learn this. They thought we were soft and weren't going to fight. I think Americans will fight when they understand what the threat is, and the current threat is from within. It's our own politicians, Bush, Clinton alike, both parties working together at the elite level to compromise our sovereignty and to push us into a North American Union on the road to globalism. But I still believe we'll fight it, resist it, and we've got to do it, and shows like Rick's are critical to getting the message out.
All right. I think the enemy has always been within, though, Jerry. And
the enemy,
thanks
for
the call.
We've seen the enemy, and the enemy is us.
And the enemy is Roosevelt. I mean, anyway, we'll get into that some other time.
Right.
But, you know, it's the same over and over again. And as one general said, General Smedley Butler, war is a racket. And, of course, we see that economic interdependence is just as evil. And this whole move to internationalism and, one worldism is always in the name of making the world safer. And Woodrow Wilson tried to foist that on the American people in World War I.
If it had not been for Smedley Butler,
yes,
they would have had a coup in the United States that would have put a Mussolini, Hitler-type fascist government in place under a military dictatorship. And he stood and said no, and he revealed the plot, and he was a great American hero.
And we got it anyway. Jerry, thank you for the program tonight. Hey, we'll check in again, okay?
Thank you. Great.
Thank you, Jerry Corsi, and WorldNetDaily.com, and, of course, you can read him right there. The book, of course, The Late Great USA, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Joe, for your call. Thank you, everyone. Tomorrow night, Gene Smith, the Bible Truth Man. We will be back with another fascinating show. Rick Adams, good night, everyone.